Voters in SeaTac, Washington narrowly approved a $15 an hour minimum wage. Now the state Supreme Court will decide whether that law should stand, and if so, whether it should apply to workers at SeaTac Airport. Currently, it does not. The justices heard oral arguments Thursday in a case that pits a city against a port and workers against businesses. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Before the courtroom battle even began, the union-backed Yes for SeaTac campaign was rallying on the steps of the Capitol. Little Bob Marley.
Don't give up the fight.
Some semi-coordinated chanting.
What do we want?
Yes. 15!
When do we want it?
Now!
15, guys. What do we want?
15!
And there were speeches. The Reverend Jan Bowlerjack.
We've waited and prayed for this day for 6 months.
If this was the rally to win hearts, inside the Washington Supreme Court was the battle to win legal minds. Lawyers for the $15 an hour law and the city of SeaTac faced off against lawyers for the Port of Seattle, Alaska Airlines, the Washington Restaurant Association, and airport food vendors.
Thank you. May it please the court.
Attorney Dimitri Glitzen represents the Committee for Good Jobs SeaTac. He argued a lower court judge was wrong when she ruled the $15 an hour initiative doesn't apply to airport workers.
There is no evidence introduced by the port or Alaska Airlines that this particular SeaTac ordinance, in fact, interferes with the operation of the airport.
But that's not the test, argued attorney Tim Lay for the Port of Seattle.
The legislature drafted a bright line rule here. If it's within the airport boundaries, it's the exclusive jurisdiction of the airport.
The attorney for Alaska Airlines and the Washington Restaurant Association went even further. He argued the $15 an hour ordinance runs afoul of federal law and should be thrown out in its entirety. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.